Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
How about that? The old SportsCenter theme from way back in the day. A guy whose career at ESPN is going to be ending in a couple of weeks from now. I think Kenny Mayne and I have two things in common, as a matter of fact. Both of us began at our current jobs in 1994, and both of us at some point in our lives resided in beautiful Kent, Washington.
100%. I was born in Tacoma at St. Joe's, lived in Federal Way, lived in Normandy Park, and then the main place I consider where I grew up was on Star Lake, Kent, Washington, Star Lake Elementary, Totem, Jefferson, West Hill of Kent, right?
There you go. I didn't know you were a Normandy Park resident, because that's where I live right now. You're the most famous resident ever from Normandy Park. Yeah, you and Bob Rondo. Yeah,
Dick Fane number two.
We used to have, I remember, we had like, there was a horse pasture in our backyard. I was like three or four or something. But yes, fond memories of everything back there, and I can't wait to get back for part of the summer.
Well, we're looking forward to having you come back and say hello. Why are we talking to Kenny Mayne now, formerly of ESPN, as opposed to Kenny Mayne of ESPN?
I'm technically still there.
Oh, okay.
I have seven shows to go, but on May 31st is the end of the contract. I won't be renewed. I'm not renewing. They offered me to stay. I just didn't love the offer, so I'm going to try something else.
You mentioned on a podcast I heard not long ago that you feel liberated. Why do you feel that way? And does that mean we're going to kind of see Kenny Mayne unleashed in your next role, whatever that is?
I don't have to do baseball stats anymore. I can do other stuff. Not that I had anything against baseball stats. They're great, in moderation. I guess it's because I've, to my good fortune, just I've kind of already found out that other people outside the building thought well of me, so I'm not very worried. Like, I'm not bragging like I'm so great or anything, but I've received the correct attention day one of leaving a job or announcing my departure that makes me feel like we're going to be okay.
I love it. Well, we're happy for you that you will have options. Selfishly, we were hoping that you did not have options, though, so we could talk you into coming to work for us and do some stuff on radio. We're looking to expand our bench here, Kenny. So there's obviously a lot to talk to you about. Kenny Mayne is with us. He's a native, obviously, of our state, of our city. He was with ESPN since 94, and in a few weeks from now, we'll be saying goodbye. What are you most proud of your 27? 7 years at that TV network?
It's not even close. I went to a Stevie Wonder concert, and I got to go backstage. It was in Los Angeles when he was doing the Songs in the Key of Life thing. I don't know if people remember that. He did like the whole album. And his band members knew who I was.
Wow.
That's better than an Emmy, I think. Like, he's my one idol or one person that, put in higher frame than anybody else. And I got to work with him. In fact, it's funny, one of the very first stories, probably the second story technically I ever did for KSTW. Remember, I worked down there in Tacoma, Seattle, way back when. And I think the first story I did was the Midway landfill. There was some crisis there. Remember the Midway landfill story?
Sure.
I did my solid news report on that one. And then Stevie Wonder was coming to town. This is 1986. And Seattle happened to be the opening show of this tour. He was on the In Square Circle tour, and I'm telling my assignment, hey, Stevie Wonder's coming to town, and I'm begging him, let me go get Stevie Wonder. And they said, no interview, 5 minutes of B-roll, get in, get out, the old Coliseum, right? So one of the more enterprising reporters, different channel, goes up on stage and starts talking to him, and then the next crew, and me and Tom Hickey are away in the back of the gym. We come flying up there to join it late. I'm so nervous, I literally laid my mic on his keyboard, like, I'm like just total dork, trying to, Stevie Wonder's in front of me, 3 minutes, 3 feet away. And he calmly turned the knob down. He went to zero. So years later, I met him in Philadelphia, and I got him to say, I can't be at the baseball All-Star game. I have a high ankle sprain. That was his line for the joke. And I told him that story. I said, so I've been telling people, essentially, we've collaborated, And he laughed and was like, hey, let's make the album. And that was that. So, yeah, that was it. Being a Dale Earnhardt's 500 win was pretty cool. Going to Europe and doing crazy stories. We did a takeoff on the wider world. All the fake football stories, many of them with the Seahawks. The Marshawn Lynch Applebee's in Buffalo. Just the good people, you know, like Jamal. Became friends with Jamal Crawford. Like, that's good for life right there. Sue Bird, a whole bunch of people. I'm leaving out. I don't mean to leave out others, but that would be the short list probably.
Well, if you didn't know how big a deal you were before this week, you do now, because the reaction to your leaving ESPN has been off the charts. Did it surprise you?
It stunned me and humble. It's funny people say you're humbled, but it really is the emotion. Like, you kind of get, you know, choke up talking about it. Like, I was joking with a friend of mine because I was telling, you know, a handful of people what was going on, that it wasn't looking good. And I said, you know, my real fear is, what if I put a tweet out that I'm leaving and like four people like it? You know, because I have this organization for veterans. We have these braces. It's called runfreely.org. And we've been getting people out of pain running, and we've been raising money. Jamal helped with that, by the way. So did Steve Largent, Jerry Rice, Gary Payton, and Lenny Wilkins. Steve Kerr, Scott Van Pelt. You know, the list is very long of people who have helped in one way or the other. Dale Earnhardt. And sometimes I'll put a note out about the veterans, like, hey, everybody, let's raise some money tonight. And you get like 14 people. And then I'll be like, what is wrong with you people? Like, so I'll repeat it and say, as many as 14 people are getting behind this project tonight. So I was worried it was going to be like that. And it wasn't. It was like my phone almost blew up, I think. And then I had, the weirdest part was, this all happened Monday. Happened like 2:00 my time, Eastern time. And Gretchen, my wife, was leaving to get her daughter. And so she didn't know what was going on. I looked at her and just kind of gave her the sign, like, we're done. And she's like, what? You know, so she had to go pick up her daughter from lacrosse. Mm. I had to go to work a few hours later with Steve Levy on the air. And it was a very surreal night. Like, it still is. I felt blessed. Like, wow, I was okay.
Well, Kenny Mayne is with us, and we are going to have our people call your people about doing something with us. So just keep an eye out for that phone call. Yeah, we're going to, well, you know what? Somebody here will call you, which means I will call you. Yes, you and I will talk off the air about getting you to do some stuff for KJR. But, you know, look, I mean, there's topics galore in Seattle. I mean, the Mariners with their youth movement, you know, Jared Kelnick's coming up, Logan Gilbert coming up. The Russell Wilson saga has been obviously gripping the entire city for the last couple of months. What do you make of just the overall view from 3,000 miles away in the Seattle sports scene right now?
Well, I don't know how much time you have. I have a separate KJR story from the past, but Russell Wilson thing was weird, because wasn't he just answering Dan's question? It's not like Russell Wilson held a press conference. I would like to announce that I would like to maybe or not be traded if they want to trade. You know, it just kind of happened, and maybe he was or wasn't, you know, dissatisfied. But I tell a lot was made of that more than should have been. You know, like sometimes you'll hear quotes from people, athletes, politicians, whoever, and they weren't necessarily going to say those words until the question was posed to them, right? So hopefully, if there was some friction, they've cleaned it up. You know, who wants to get rid of Russell Wilson? That's not a good move. Hopefully, they get it together. I love what DK did the other day. We had that on the show. That was crazy. The 100.
Yep.
He weighs like 50 pounds more than those guys, and he's like 1 foot behind. So yeah, he's something. I like their chances. They always do. You know, they're always a playoff team. It's just whether or not they can fully get it together. But the Mariners have been fun to watch. You know, I work a couple nights and a couple nights off. And I used to have a bet with a friend. He's from Houston. And we bet $5 on every Mariner Houston game. It was a really stupid bet for me most of the time. But and then I should probably take it this year, right? I blew it by not jumping in.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think you're right about the Russell Wilson situation. I think dead sports time, maybe. Kenny Mayne joining us right now. And you had a KJR story for us. You gonna tell us the KJR story?
When I was a little kid, this was like people ask what you do without saying what you do. You know, you've seen that thing on Twitter. And I would argue I basically am still doing the same thing I did to get sent in the hall in sixth grade, right? What's the most absurd thing I can say right now? So I got to do that professionally. But back in my training, back in my young days, this is back when you just had one phone, right, with a cord in your house, and sometimes had a long cord, you'd go to another room, but you had to dial numbers, you know, like Cherry 4, such and such, Ulrich 2, whatever. KJR, I believe it was Pat O'Day, had the cash call jackpot, and, you know, they would say it's $428 or whatever, right? And so we would pretend, we'd put on our big man voice, call people out of the phone book, and pretend to be KJR on the cash call jackpot. And the greatest trick was, you know, you'd say it's between $500 and $600, and they'd say $584, and you say, "Did you say $594?" And human nature invariably, because of the way I just asked that question, yeah, I'm sorry, it's $584.
Oh, man. Kenny Mayne is with us, and you've covered a lot of non-mainstream sports in your career at ESPN. I'm curious about your take on the latest controversies surrounding Bob Baffert and the horse racing industry.
Oh, man, I'm troubled by it. I grew up going to Long Acres back as a youth, and then, of course, Emerald Downs later, and, you know, covered it. I actually was one of the main hosts for quite a while, ESPN, Breeders' Cup, everything. So I've been kind of in on that sport from the start, and, you know, saddened by, you know, some of the bad aspects of it and happy for the thrill of it. So yeah, I think I rationalize in about the same way we all do for football, right? People get hurt at that, concussion syndrome, you name it, but we somehow are able to justify our support of football still. Not to rationalize the entire thing, but I kind of just did, didn't I? Anyway, it's a mess. The issue, for one, I don't understand how they can't do the second test.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, the horse tested positive just barely, you know, tiny microscopic fraction of this drug it's not supposed to have in its system, right? From the dirty. And he said, first, they've never injected that horse. We interviewed him. He said, we've never given that horse that drug, ever. So there's no way he should have had a test for it. And they get the right to do what's called a split sample and have it retested, right? And then if the second one comes back negative, he's clear. If it's positive, they lose the race. They have it was taken away from them. Then he comes up with a news story. Oh, it wasn't the drug itself. It was a topical ointment or something that had a tiny part of that drug that we shouldn't have had in the system. That's maybe how it happened. And I'm kind of like, well, how come the veterinarian didn't know the ingredients of whatever you were using? Anything and everything, they have to know what's legal, what's not legal, what's allowable, and so forth. So we're, unless there's new news today, and I literally have not had a second to look, maybe there's something more to it, and I don't even know what that is. But it's not a great thing to understate, you know, by quite a bit. The eve of the Breakness coming up in Baltimore and the attention on the sport, and we have this going on. You know, we got a horse who might or might not have legally won the Derby racing in the Preakness, and we don't know the results of the second test. So I don't. We speed a lot of other stuff. I'm not sure how they couldn't have expedited. And again, maybe they are doing that. I don't know that answer at the second.
Kenny, we don't need any more reason to hate the Oregon Ducks here in Seattle, but I didn't realize it was an Oregon Duck that ended your football career.
They ruined my life, the Oregon Duck. But, you know, I played the next year, actually. I played for UNLV. I didn't play very much or very well, but I got, you know, got to play here and there. And we were at Oregon my junior year and losing, I think it was 33-9 maybe. Last play of the game, like, one, what the hell, let's throw a 95. That was our go route. And bad throw, firstly, it's raining, it slipped out of my hand, and a guy sticks his helmet on my ankle. It was called a fracture dislocation, not a good thing to get. But I came back when you're young, you know, you just figure it out. You did some rehab and start running again. So I played the next year again. That was the year I met Randall Cunningham. He was a freshman my senior year. And Sam King was ahead of me. He played, he was the nation's leader in passing yards.
Kenny Mayne, great stuff. Thank you for doing this, and thank you for agreeing to host the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. shift on KJR when you come back to Seattle, man. Looking forward to that.
Thanks, Kenny.
All right. Send the Bitcoin.
It could be Dogecoin. Either way, you got it, baby. Great stuff from Kenny Mayne on the radio show. You missed it. Check out the podcast, sportsradiokjr.com. Big debut, big night tonight, baby. Jared Kelenic, Logan Gilbert making their debuts for the M's. The former president of the Florida Marlins, who knows what it's like to bring up a couple of hotshot rookies in the same year, David Sampson, now with CBS Sports. Always love having Dave on.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.